Are you ready to connect with spirit? Welcome to Modern Oracle with Juan Carlos Soto.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in into the Modern Oracle podcast. Happy 2013, everyone. We arrive at this new year that will surely be wonderful, beautiful, magical, full of harmony, peace, abundance, health, and definitely full of miracles. I know that so far, and hope that 2013 has been an amazing year for you. I send extra angels and blessings your way to keep this year full of harmony, peace, and definitely full of miracles. It has been great for me so far, and I pray and hope that it has been the same for you. So today we're going to be talking about color, one of my favorite things. And yes, you heard me right, color, here at the Modern Oracle Podcast. You see, as an artist, color is something that is very important and a huge part of my training as an art student. Learning the language of color and how we react to every color is very important to me when I paint anything or design anything. As an oracle, the language of color is also very important when I'm receiving messages for someone or doing any readings. So today I want to share with you a little bit more about the language of color. See, what a lot of people don't realize is the importance of color in the realm of spirit. When you see color, you sort of feel emotions and you sort of triggers the memories. So spirit uses the language of color to speak to us. It's one of the most basic languages we know. We just don't realize we speak it. You see, I want you to try to remember when you were a child and learning the name of each color, how each color would make you feel happy or sad or uneasy. You just sort of instinctively were drawn to different colors, and each color, you know, would make you feel a certain way, and you, at a very, very early stage of your development, would already know which color was your favorite and which ones you didn't like. As an adult, there are certain colors that evoke certain emotions and certain words. For example, the color red makes us think of the words or the action to stop. Make us think of danger. We think of passion. And if the color is sort of nearer to a pink, we think of love. Now, I want you to think of the color green. What does this color make you think of? I'll give you a minute. I want you now to think of the color yellow, or maybe the color orange. How do these colors make you feel? What do they make you think about? What memories do they invoke? How about the color black? Does it make you feel uneasy? Or does it make you feel calm? You see, you're already speaking the language of color. The beauty of the language of color is that it can be a very personal one. Like everything in the world of spirit is personal and unique to each one of our experiences we live. We have to remember that spirit uses what's in our knowing. So spirit uses what's in our memory and what's in our knowledge database when it's speaking to you. The reason why I think color is so effective bringing forward the message from spirit is because, like music, it goes directly to our emotions. It bypasses the scrutiny of the ego and the intellect. So there's no little voice telling you that you're getting it wrong. You just know you are. When I began to reconnect with my clairvoyance, I remember some of my first visions as a young adult were solid colors that eventually evolved to full pictures. I remember reading this really cool article of how blind people could sort of feel color. They would place their hands on pages that were solid with a particular color, and they would feel the warmer colors warmer, and the cooler colors would feel cooler. I thought this could be a great sort of exercise for me to practice my clairsentience. So I began to pick up books of colors and started to feel the colors, and next thing I knew, I was actually feeling the colors. The yellows, oranges, browns, and reds were feeling warm, they're warm colors. And the blues, greens, purples were feeling like cool colors from the touch. They were actually feeling cooler and warmer. In my playing with color in this way, I realized that colors are a very effective way to develop our sixth sense. There's something we encounter every day, so it's sort of fun and familiar. And the fact that they're so familiar, it sort of bores our ego. Our ego doesn't like anything that is not drama-centered, so sort of playing with colors is something you see every day, so it's just sort of like, whatever, it's color. disarms it. So, I actually suggest that you play with color when you're developing your psychic sense. It like I said before, it sort of bores your ego. It doesn't even make a squeak when you play with color in an effort to develop your psychic sense. It doesn't even realize that you're doing that. I think it almost feels like, I'm just going to go to sleep. Now, we're drawn to particular colors, depending on what's on our mind, what our soul is starting to call to attention, and what our guides are starting to bring forward. Just recently, I did a little experiment on the Modern Oracle Facebook page, which if you haven't visited, I invite you to. It's www.facebook.com/modernoracle. We have lots of fun there, so I invite you to come over if you haven't. So, my little experiment, I chose five different colors, and I told everyone to try to guess one of the two colors I had picked. During this little experiment, I wanted to figure out if there was a connection with the colors the people were drawn to, and the sort of questions they would have. Because I've known that your soul sort of calls your attention to a particular color when you're worried about something. But I wanted to see if it was something that I was just doing, or if it was something that was more mass scale. What happened was sort of really what I expected, an amazing sort of revelation. I realized that people who chose the color, let's say magenta, for example, had questions about romantic life or relationships. And people who chose the color white had questions regarding their intuitive abilities or connection to spirit. Each group of people who selected a particular color seemed to gravitate toward particular themes in their questions. Now, like I said before, sometimes different colors sort of mean different things to all of us. And there were some people who, for example, chose the color of blue, who were definitely thinking about, their questions were centered around relationships. But surprisingly enough, the color blue was dominant, and it was a lot about life purpose. So the people who were asking about relationships, for example, with the color indigo, which is the one I chose, their questions was a combination of life purpose and relationships, but their answer to their question about the life purpose had to do a lot with sort of relationships, had to do a lot with healing their relationships in order to get to the life purpose, if that makes any sense. So it was interesting to see that even though there were slight variations, the general themes were somewhat consistent through it. So I love color because, like I said before, our soul really attempts to get our attention to the things we need to address in a way it can strongly connect to our emotions. Our emotions, like many of you know, and many of you I'm sure have read in a lot of books, is our GPS system. So what better for our soul to really tell us what to focus on through emotions than through color? You know, and color is present in our lives at all times. And it represents really big parts. I mean, when you go outside, if the sky is really blue and the sun is really bright, those yellows and blues make you really happy and excited. If it's really gray outside, you begin to feel really gray. So your soul sort of attempts as you journey to get your attention to look at different colors, to sort of really get you to go, this is what the soul is trying to say. So I challenge you for the next few days to really pay close attention to what colors you're drawn on. I challenge you to keep a little notebook or a little journal or maybe a little post-it around your desk. And every time you really feel drawn to a color, write it down. Write it down how many times you look at it. And sort of really see what subtle messages your soul is trying to say. Your soul is something that communicates with you very subtly. And that's one of the things that a lot of people don't realize. When it comes to language of spirit, they really expect trumpets and booming sounds. But our spirit is very subtle, very caring. It's almost a whisper voice. And it's really exciting when you start noticing it, these subtle whisper messages from the spirit. Now with color, it's really fun because you sort of start seeing it. Now each color sort of has a generic sort of theme. Again, I'm going to go through them, and I want you to really take in your experiences with each color. For example, if we look at a green, it makes you unsettled for some reason, then there's two things that can happen. Green can mean that green is usually associated with your heart chakra, with love or healing. So if you're really unsettled, it can be two things. It can mean that you have a really hard time sort of falling in love or loving, or it can definitely mean that you need to work on your heart chakra. But I find it that if you feel a little unsettled, that means that you have to take care of your body, you have to take care of your health. But before I go through the list of the different colors and get more into detail about what every color sort of means and what messages each color brings, I definitely want to go through a reading for the next 2 weeks and sort of see what's coming up for the next 2 weeks energetically. This week's reading is going to be a little different. We're definitely going to talk about the color as we do it in the artwork and sort of what colors we are drawn to, or I'm drawn to, through it. So, without further ado, here's our 2 week reading for the next, obviously, 2 weeks. So, for this episode, for reading, we're going to be using the Psychic Tarot Oracle cards for John Holland. I chose these cards for this episode because these cards have a lot of color in them. Each traditional suit has a specific color tied to that suit. So I thought it was very appropriate as we're trying to sort of communicate through color. So the first thing that we're going to do is, as we usually do, we are going to take a deep breath before we begin this reading, and I invite you to take the deep breath with me. Feels really good. And then as we shuffle the cards, I'm actually doing it on my iPhone. We are going to say a little prayer and invite all the angels and all the ascended masters and all of our guides, higher self and Holy Spirit, to help us with this reading so that it's accurate, it's specific, and it serves for the highest good of everyone listening. And then we're going to pick two cards for the week. And as you pick the cards, just sort of let your intuition guide you. You may feel something, you may see a card that sort of glows or really calls your attention. Just go with that feeling and trust in the law of attraction that it's going to bring you the perfect cards for you, that are going to give you the perfect message. Oh, excellent. So our first card is the Three of the Green Suit, which is traditionally Three of Cups. And this card is called Rejoice and Celebration. So for the first week coming up after this podcast, it's going to be a time of merit, a time of celebration, birth, success, and victory. It's definitely going to be a hand. It's going to be a time where we're going to be doing what we love. We're going to be pursuing our passion. We're going to follow our heart and intuition. And there are no limits, definitely, as we embrace this sort of love energy and this powerful joy energy that's going to be in our lives next week. It's pretty exciting. Also, the number three symbolizes unity and a time to rejoice in gratitude and sharing. So whenever you see that, definitely be ready for a time to be with friends and family and in celebration. So that's really, really cool. I'm really excited. It's a party time next week. Wow, this is cool. So our next card is the heart chakra. Now, one of the reasons why I really like this deck to work with, especially when I'm doing anything with color or chakras, is because this deck actually has individual cards for each chakra, and we pull the heart chakra, which is interesting because the cups suit, which is green, it's usually all about emotions, and now we pull the heart chakra card. So, and it's all about, you know, connecting to the love and like the card was saying before. So this is really cool. That and the week after, it seems like the next 2 weeks, actually, it's going to be all about opening up ourselves to love. So I want to give you a little facts about the heart chakra, the tear in the card. It says the color is green. The sound is yam. The element is air. The gland would be the thymus. And keywords, I love. So as we work the next 2 weeks with the heart chakra, I want you to take a, you know, really observe a lot of green around you and be open to making room for love in your life, following your passion, and definitely being open to forgiveness and really letting that joy energy come into your life. So it's really, really, really awesome to have. So it's going to be a good 2 weeks, it seems like. So now I want to walk you through some of the colors that we tend to notice a lot, and sort of what I've noticed, sort of the messages that they bring into each person's life. I challenge you that for the next 2 weeks, you start noticing colors popping into your life, and try to notice sort of what messages they're bringing into your personal life. Each color is going to be different for everyone, so the messages they bring you may vary a little according to your own experience. So remember that the language of spirit is very individual, and though there are some generic themes, with something like color, it's very personal. So definitely use this as a foundation to build your own communication through color with spirit. So anyways, so we're going to start with yellow. Yellow usually comes with a message of anything that has to do with finances, anything that has to do with money. I tend to find also that the Ascended Masters tend to communicate a lot through yellow. So definitely yellow has to do a lot with sort of material needs. It's sort of the message that they constantly always bring. When you focus or see or get drawn to a lot of pink or magenta, it has to do a lot with relationships. It has to do a lot with like romantic relationships, love. It sometimes has to do a little bit with self-esteem, which yellow also does too. But usually when you see pink and magenta and like red, it has to do a lot with, you know, things like, are you feeling beautiful enough, or are you feeling loved enough? So that's definitely messages that the pink, red, and magenta bring. Now, when you see a lot of blue, usually it brings a message of communication. So it has to do anything with communication. It has to do with feeling like you're not being heard, feeling like the message is not being clear, or it brings you messages. For example, when I began asking Spirit about doing this podcast, if this is something that I should do, I started to see a lot of blue and the word radio in blue. So I definitely took it as, okay, I get it. This is definitely something I should be doing. Now, I want to go over the color green. When we see a lot of green, it's usually has to do, obviously, with the heart chakra, like we spoke before, but it also has to do with health, physical health, and healing, and definitely a lot of messages about our health tend to come up in green, at least for me, they tend to do. Now, each of these colors also represents the chakras, and I'm planning to put a little graphic together for you guys at the Modern Oracle Facebook page, so you guys can sort of look at it and associate the colors. It's probably easier also to sort of visualize all this that I'm talking about through that. Now, I want to go over the color, two more colors before I close up here. White, when we're drawn to a lot of white, we are drawn to messages of spirituality, of intuition. A lot of our family members that have crossed over also communicate to us through a lot of the color white, messages on the color white. Now, the last color is indigo, or violet. When we tend to see this color a lot, it has to do a lot with our divine life purpose. The colors usually, or messages of freedom or letting go, usually come a lot in these colors. So I hope the list was helpful. I hope this whole episode about color was interesting and exciting, and I hope it piques your interest at paying attention at the language of color all around you. I challenge you that for the next 2 weeks, you definitely pay attention to the colors and what they're saying to you and what they're speaking to you, and definitely work with colors. I'm going to be putting up some graphics and some cool color meditations on the Modern Oracle Facebook page, so I invite you to come over. And if you haven't liked the page, come over to www.facebook.com/modernoracle, hang out with us. Definitely share what each color sort of represents for you, and any cool stories that you may have with color language that you may want to share with us. I hope you have an excellent next 2 weeks, like our cards talked about, full of love, full of joy, full of praying. Until I speak to you next time, I want you to remember to love who you are. Thank you for tuning in.
Realms Radio, where spirit rocks.
Expand your awareness and journey through the realms to find hope and healing, practical to mystical. Tune in to Realms of Healing with Gabriel Llewellyn Ari as he interviews fascinating healers and people helping to shift humanity's awareness. Subscribe through iTunes and download now by typing Realms of Healing, that's R-E-A-L-M-Z, in the iTunes Store search bar. Thank you for listening to Realms Radio. Radio for a new earth.